Now we're going to hear the strange story of a man who may be the only Westerner ever employed by the North Korean government. He's a 38-year-old IT consultant from Spain with a North Korean name that means soldier of General Kim Jong-il. Lauren Freyer traveled to meet him in his hometown on Spain's Mediterranean coast.
The sun-soaked Spanish Riviera isn't where you'd expect to find a faithful foot soldier of North Korea, but that's exactly what this native son calls himself.
I consider myself as Spanish as Korean, 50-50. This is my country of birth, and North Korea is my country of adoption. I have a Korean name. My Korean name is Cho Sun-il. It's Korea's one. But also in the streets of Pyongyang and by the people, I'm better known as Changunim Chonsa. It means soldier of the General Kim Jong-il.
He was born Alejandro Cao de Benos, a Spanish aristocrat who for the past 11 years has worked as a special delegate for North Korea's Committee for Cultural Relations. He makes his money as an IT consultant and pays his own way to North Korea, where he works 6 months a year as a minder for foreign visitors. The rest of the year, he gives talks about North Korea at universities across Europe. We arranged to meet on the veranda of a posh hotel overlooking the Mediterranean, not far from Alejandro's home village. And I ask why anyone would leave all this for North Korea.
Society and the life is completely different. In North Korea, there is no stock market, there is no gambling, there is no prostitution, and there are no drugs. And everybody lives a humble life, but with dignity. You see the big difference. I have been working in Palo Alto in California, and what I have witnessed is, yes, there are some beautiful residence houses and people with great cars, but few people taking control over the properties and the companies. And they are the ones getting richer, while the people majority of the people or workers are getting poorer.
It's a view Alejandro adopted as a teenager, around the same time his family fortune was squandered. His dad went from a nobleman to a worker, and the family moved to southern Spain, a socialist stronghold at the time. Alejandro was just 15.
I started to join leftist organizations and political parties. So while my friends normally were more interested into football and things like that, I was much more interested in philosophy and politics. And obviously, first, I got knowledge of Marxism, Leninism, but I heard that there was a country which had another kind of socialism, another kind of experiment based on their own culture and history that was North Korean.
Alejandro's mom, Elvira Perez, describes what it was like raising a little North Korean communist during the Cold War.
Totalmente distinto, ¿no? La gente se sorprende.
People still don't understand it, Perez says by telephone from her home in Granada. All our friends and neighbors were really surprised. I suppose that happens when someone does something different. People think it's strange. But we have always sought to support our sons, and for Alejandro, this is a passion. A 2006 Dutch documentary, Friends of Kim, the title refers to the late dear leader Kim Jong-il, shows Alejandro leading a nationalist march inside North Korea.
This is Alejandro Cao de Benos. He's the president of the Korean Friendship Association and the organizer of the march. He's a 29-year-old Spanish citizen, but he also has a North Korean passport.
Hello. Why are you marching?
Andrew Morse, an American journalist from ABC News, is also covering the march.
Alejandro was the journalist's minder, and after a disagreement over the word famine, he seized Morse's video and threw him out of the country.
Everybody must know the DPRK. Everybody must be here and see the reality and destroy the imperialist media that are bombing us every day with lies.
It's hard to reconcile the man in the documentary with the affable guy on the veranda in front of me. I ask Alejandro if he's really seeing the whole picture in North Korea.
I've been in Pyongyang without electricity 24 hours, without water 24 hours. I have been going with my comrades to pick up buckets of water that we will share among six or seven people. And I have seen the situation, I have seen the starvation and the terrible crisis.
But he blames that on natural disasters and Western sanctions, which keep communism from flourishing, he says.
Of course, this is a project. We are not living in a paradise in North Korea, but we want to create such social paradise. That's our goal. in the way we will have mistakes and we will correct them and get better day by day.
Korean folk songs sustain his devotion, he says.
Song of Comradeship, for example. Kanun gilhom nanhana heto sirione kobino muri pulbaram hi moracho ado.
The lyrics are lost on everyone here on the hotel veranda, and Alejandro's voice gets carried off on the Mediterranean breeze. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.